Cosmic Mind. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And we're back with Allie Mae Ballard from Dark Angel. And we're talking about some of the great things that have happened. How did you end up with the role? Was this one of those deals where you just had a try in one of those cattle call type of things?
No, I got a call from my agent. And my first audition was December 1st of 1999. And I had three other auditions following that. And it just was an audition process, and it went through really it was really painless, actually. So it was the last audition when you're at the Fox Studios, and everybody was auditioning for all the roles that they have. So you've seen all the guys you're auditioning against and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's really freaky, and they had us wait for an hour and a half.
Mm.
So we all sitting around looking at each other, going, "Hey, hey."
And you get more nervous, I assume, when the wait comes like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you deal with it. You know what I mean? It's part of the job. You know.
Well, it's not like you just started out. You've done a ton of stuff.
Oh yeah, man, I've done some good stuff. Actually, right now I have a movie It's called Men of Honor, starring Robert De Niro and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm.
And I play a guy by the name of Coke, who's a Navy cook back in 1948. And it's a small role, but it's beautiful.
Can you imagine? I can't even imagine being in a movie with De Niro and Gooding.
Oh. You're talking about a high point. I went to the premiere, and I lived out a childhood dream right there.
Mm.
Standing on a press line next to Cuba Gooding Jr., I was screaming. I was like, mommy. And I was talking, and I had a great time. But the movie is incredible. It's about the first African-American man to break through the color barrier in the United States Navy back in 48.
Wow.
And the movie is akin to the Jackie Robinson story.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but it's never been really told, and no one really knows about it. I mean, you know, we have Colin Powell, and they wanted him to run for president a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's like a direct effect of guys like Carl Brashear, who the story's about.
Well, you might find Colin Powell as the Secretary of State in a little while.
I know, you know.
It's kind of
exciting. So it's really incredible. And so I've done something like Sabrina the Teenage Witch for a year and a couple of other good things. Some very good work.
That's a cool show. I like that show.
Oh, yeah, it's on the WB now, I believe.
Mm. You did Arsenio in New York Undercover and Malcolm and Eddie, a number of shows.
Yeah, and I played it on the soap operas for a couple of years, or 3 years in New York, soap opera called Loving.
And you played the gentleman named Frankie Hubbard.
Oh, my Lord, okay. Someone's doing some work over there.
Kind of a troubled young man.
Troubled youth.
Mm-hmm.
I played soap royalty, Angie and Jesse from All My Children. They moved on over to Loving, and I played their son over there.
Yeah, how did that, did you enjoy that gig?
Debbie Morgan is one of the. She is the most talented actor I've ever worked with.
Really?
I mean, she is an incredible talent. I don't know if you ever saw Eve's Bayou.
No.
It's an incredible performance. If you get some extra time, rent it. Anyone who hasn't seen it, it's on video. Eve's Bayou.
Mm.
It's incredible, and she is brilliant.
Now, Loving, of course, was a daytime drama, which...
Yeah, it's a daytime soap opera.
They don't get much respect in terms of acting. Now, do you find it, now that you're on a nighttime show in prime time, that you get a lot more respect?
You know, the industry gives you more respect. I don't know if the fans really care.
Well, a lot of fans are rabid daytime fans.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you know, it cares as far as your business is concerned, wanting to do movies, and they don't respect it. So inside the industry, they don't really respect it too much. But the fans don't care, and that's sometimes one of the most beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
If they like your work, they like your work. If they want to see you, they just want to see you.
Yeah.
And that's a comfort, you know?
Now, your first television role was actually on a public TV show, right?
Oh, wow, yeah. It was called In the Mix.
Yeah.
It was
kind of like an MTV type of thing.
It was like MTV meets 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
It was like a news magazine show for teens by, for, and about teens.
Mm.
And it was broadcast on PBS nationally. And it was done locally in WNYC in New York.
Mm.
And it was my very, 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 very first foray into television. And I played a host of this teen show, man. And at the time, you know, I interviewed all of these rappers and music stars. And I traveled the country talking to young people about issues and things that mattered to them and some solutions that they had that they thought would be good for them. And it was incredible and powerful.
Mm. Now, you play kind of the low-key Jamaican who always speaks his mind on the Dark Angel series.
Yeah.
You have a little accent on there, which... You don't have in real life.
Yes, kinda, yes.
It's always fun when the gentleman who plays the butler on The Nanny was on our show.
Okay.
And he has a completely American accent in real life, but on the show it's very, very British. and people don't recognize him when he's in public talking, which is that could be a blessing in disguise. Of course, you are seen quite a bit too, and they're going to recognize you. But did you go to Jamaica? Do you have Jamaican friends? Where did you get the accent?
I grew up in the Bronx. and I don't know if any of you guys know about the Bronx, but the part of the Bronx that I grew up, it's called White Plains Road. And it's known to people of the Bronx, the residents of the Bronx, as Little Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with Rastafarians and Jamaicans, which is, you know, Rastafarians is a religious sect in Jamaica.
Right.
But I grew up around a lot of Jamaicans and some Rastafarians.
Have you been to Jamaica?
Yes, I went to Jamaica actually before we started shooting the show in July, just to get a sense of the people.
It's a great place. I've been to Sandals and to a couple of the other places.
It was amazing, and I went to see Bob Marley's resting place, you know, just to touch the man and, you know, let him know that I was going to be, you know, representing, you know, people that he actually represented also, and I would do my best, you know, to do it respectfully and to the best of my abilities.
Talk a little bit about the cast that you work with in Dark Angel. Some of the folks, obviously Jessica Alba's quite talented and quite lovely to look at.
Yeah, she's okay. She's not that bad on the eyes, you know. It's okay to go to that and wanting to go to work. The cast is great. Honestly, sometimes you don't know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
You know, you could be walking into a bunch of divas, you know, a bunch of, you know, really people who are not so nice. And we have one of the best casts I've ever been a part of.
Mm.
Everyone's really into doing a good show. And it makes difference. You know, it just really makes a difference. So people want to go to work, and they're not jaded, and they're not bored with their careers, and they're like, let's make a freaking incredible TV show.
Mm.
And it shows in the work, and every episode we do, I think it's getting better and better.
I think so too, and it's getting some great publicity. In fact, TV Guide this week.
Yeah, I know.
Story. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I was in the supermarket and I saw Jessica on a cuff. I said, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah,
I went around and picked it up.
It's really nice to see that kind of early publicity generated, because it's a good show and you want to get. I think if people see it, they'll like it and they'll get addicted to it.
Yeah, I have friends of mine. Even my manager, she's addicted to the show.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's really great. And actually, I didn't know she was going to be on the cover, and that's pretty good for a show that's only been on for about 5 episodes.
Exactly, it's incredible.
That's tracking. Yeah, exactly, it's tracking really well.
Yeah. Now, do you watch TV at all when you're home and get some downtime?
Yeah, I love watching TV.
What do you watch?
I watch Dark Angel. First, I love Sex and the City.
Mm.
I love The Sopranos, and I've grown just really start liking this movie, this new show called Boston Public.
Yeah.
West Wing is incredible. Alan McBeal, of course, The Practice. And there's one other show called Once and Again, and it becomes on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Wasilla Ward, incredible writing. And Gideon's Crossing. Oh,
yeah,
my
the writing
Lord.
Is, writing, don't you find the writing is the key to pretty much any success you have in shows?
Yeah, you have nothing without the writers.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Boston Public and Alan McBeal, which you named, and we've had a lot of the cast on both shows, and they'll readily admit that when the writing is super on those shows, then the shows really fly. And I think the Dark Angels, a similar show, got a great cast, but I mean, it's the writing that you guys, that you utter every week that really matters, I think.
It's nothing like trying to drive, you know, a Yugo at 100 miles per hour.
Mm.
You can push it to the limit if you're a good driver, you know. A race car driver can get into any car and kind of really drive it, but it's so much you can do. I mean, you get inside of a Porsche 911 and you can fly.
Mm.
And I can ride into like a great car, and you're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to drive to success or drive to a meaningful show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be able to withstand the speed to get there. You
talking
know?
About Ally Mee Ballard from Dark Angel, which is Tuesday nights at 9 on Fox.
Yeah.
One last question, I know you're going to get going. But I trace back my history in terms of radio to ninth grade, and one of my teachers named Mr. Pappas saying to me, you know, Mark, you should be on the radio. You have that kind of talent. When in Ally Mee's life did anybody come over to you and tell you you had some talent and kind of push you in the right direction?
Totally. It was my godfather. It was in the summer of 1989. I didn't have a job, and I was like, you know, what am I going to do this summer? And I saw him out at this event somewhere, and he was like, hey, Ally, what are you doing? I was like, oh, nothing. I'm doing anything this summer. He said, listen, man, there's this theater company in the Bronx called Mind Builders, and they have a theater group called the Positive Youth Troupe, and you should go and check them out. Join them, man. Just, you know, they'll pay you like $30 per show to do shows in the public schools and elementary schools in around the New York City area. And I said, oh, why not? I'll try it.
Hmm.
And here I am.
And you're doing incredibly well. And
thank you so much.
Life looks good, and
thank
hopefully
you.
Men of Honor will do well as well.
Yes.
For the 20th Century Fox film. And anything else that you're going to be starring in? Anything, you're looking at some scripts? What are you doing in the office?
Well, yeah, actually, I am looking at some movie scripts and stuff like that. I'm up for a couple of things, but I'll let them happen as they happen, you know what I mean? And I'll give you guys a call back and when something comes through.
Well, continued success, Ellie Mae, and take
thank
care
you
of yourself.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Bye-bye.